The children are invited up for a story. The name of my story this week is Ba, Hey, Ho. And then after I thought about it, I thought, oh, I should have changed it to Creek, Ba, Nod, Hey, Ho. Look here, this little stable is so excited about the promise that Jesus is coming. He's going to be born here. The stable is so excited it's trembling and it makes the whole table shake. Have you ever heard when your house makes little noises and trembles when the wind is blowing or the snow is falling? And wood can sort of have a voice and make little sounds, yes. And it's not empty this week because a sheep is here. And what does a sheep say? Oh, if you sat down, the children behind you, it's hard to see. Baa, yeah, baa. I think maybe this little sheep, when he says baa, he's saying, I've got a place for you, Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Maybe that's what it means, this little sheep, when he says baa. And back there is Mary and Joseph. Do you see them? And I see Elizabeth is following them. And I think maybe Elizabeth is calling to a Barabbas, who I don't think you can see up here on the balcony. Barabbas is up there in the meadows watching the shepherd and the sheep up there. And Elizabeth back there is saying, hey, Barabbas, we are here in the balcony in the back. We are coming. Barabbas just nodded because he didn't want to startle the sheep up there. And from the other side of the room, I can hear Hammond, who's following the wise men. See him over there in that corner? And he's calling out, ho! Now, just so you know, it's not the ho of ho, 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 Santa Claus. It's the ho of listen to my voice because I'm going to make an announcement. Yes. So Hammond's over there and he's saying, ho, we are over here on the kitchen side in the wilderness. We have traveled on straight paths and rough ways made smooth. Mountains and hills have been laid low. We are following the star and travel from the east, and I am with the wise men. Hammond knew his line well. Yes. Stir up our voices is the theme this week. And we can use our voices in good ways and in poor ways. When you tease someone or say nasty things, that's not a good way to use your voice, is it? No. And when you say thank you, is that a good way to use your voice? Yeah. Yes. And when you sing at church, or when you tell someone I love you, or when you comfort someone who is crying, they are good ways to use your voice. We should use our voices to tell the world that God is good. And that reminds me of a time when I was at Dauphin County Prison. And there's a worship service for the inmates who are imprisoned there. And we were in a concrete block room with a high ceiling, so it's real kind of echoey in there. And finally, the men came into the room. And the first man that came into the room, he said, God is good, really loud. And all the rest of the men that came into the room said, all the time. And then all the men in the room said, God is good. And the first man alone said, all the time. And I remember thinking, that was so exciting how they used their voices. It gave me goosebumps. That was neat. So, ba, hey, ho, nod, creak, stir up our voices, good Lord. You are coming soon. The end.